Bez Hashem, continue. Pel Yoitz Ois Aleph, and we are discussing the topic of Avas Loim De'Atayra. To love Loim De'Atayra, those who learn Tayra. As we said, it was Rav Miller's Yortzeit yesterday, and he would tell us, he would tell the world, I say us, because I felt like he was like my Rebbe. I heard a biography on him from someone yesterday. He says, Mayri Varabi, says my master, my teacher, and he says, I never met him. That's what he says. But I learned so much through his teachings, through his tapes, through his svarim. When, like we said yesterday, when you see a Talmud Chacham, tell yourself, I love him. Start building the seeds. Plant the seeds. Now it's Nisan. It's the month of growth. Make the bracha on the fruit tree.
That's what we did the other day.
We want to build this av inside of us. What is the schar? What is the reward for a person who loves Talmidei Chachamim? What is the reward? Says the Pel Yoitz from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. V'nei schar itoy. His reward is Man derachim rabbanon havyan lei benin rabbanon. One who is rachim rabbanon. What does the word rachim mean? Says Rashi in the Gemara in Shabbos. Rachim means oyhev. One who loves Talmidei Chachamim will have children Talmidei Chachamim. This is the reward. The greatest thing a person can have in life is to have children Talmidei Chachamim. One of the ways to get this is to love Talmidei Chachamim. So now we ask the question. Very important question. We know what we have to do. We have to love Talmidei Chachamim. So what is Avas Talmidei Chacham? How do you come to love Talmidei Chacham? V'ikir ha'ava hi b'leiv. The main Ava, the main love is in your heart. Because when you have love in your heart, then you can express it verbally, you can express it in action. So it starts with your heart. The love has to start in your heart for Talmidei Chacham. Aval tzorich shetiyeh nikeres, says the Pel Yoitz, gamkin b'maisa. But it has to be recognizable in action. It's not enough to say, yes, I love the Talmud Chacham. Yes, I love the Talmud Chacham. But we have to do something. Lo yamidrusha ikar, says the Mishnah Perek Yavis, el ha-maisa. It's not just the learning, but it's the action. Now, we said yesterday that when you learn Talmud Torah, that is the action. Remember this? We learned this yesterday. The learning of Talmud Torah is the action. Here, the Pel Yoitz tells us something which is extremely important. And we have to put this into action. Shim hirchiv Hashem is gevuloi. That if Hashem gave you the financial capability, hirchiv Hashem is gevuloi, He widened your boundaries. It means you have wealth. You have the capability. Doesn't mean you're a multimillionaire. You don't have to be a multimillionaire. You could be also a multimillionaire. You could also be. But if Hashem gave you the financial capability, Yehei machzik biyad loindei hatoyro b'chol nafshoy uv'chol mo'oidoy v'yeoise umase, says the Pel Yoitz. You have a love for Talmidei Chachamim? You have a love for Hashem's Torah? Show it. Do it in action. Support the Torah. Go over to someone and say, I want to support the Torah. I want to support you. Make a difference. Whether it's $10 a day, whether it's $5 a day, whether it's $1 a day. And if you are in that category, that can really do a lot, you should know Hashem gave you that money for this purpose. And what happens if a person wants to write the largest check, which I've been told numerous times, by the way. If I had the ability, I'd write the largest check the first Seder. I've been told this numerous times. I haven't met that person yet who had that ability and wrote the check. Still waiting for that. But what happens if a person wants to, and Hashem knows he wants to, and if he had the money, he would. But he just doesn't have the money. What should he do? V'im ein yodei meseges. If he financially does not have the capability, you know what he should do? He should do it in action with his body. Support the Torah as much as you can with your body. What does that mean? We're going to give you an example on this point in a second. Godol Shimusha, the importance of helping physically, not financially now we're discussing, we're talking physically. Helping as much as you can in the physical sense to support the Torah. Kol asher bekoichi bo'ifin she'abli tirdo oimed ala mishmer ala Torah v'ala veida v'godol ha'maisa. Whatever you can do. So do it. Let's give an example. A practical example. People listen to this shiurim. We mentioned yesterday we have around 16,000 people that hit the podcast. And besides somebody this morning listened to the shiurim and said, I listened to your shiur 5:30 a.m. this morning. That's when he's listening to the shiur. Baruch Hashem. And I appreciate the feedback. I want to tell you something. The 16,000 is a nice number. There's no reason why we can't have 60,000 already. And the only reason why we don't is because we don't have enough manpower. And I'm talking to all of you listening to this shiur right now. It's just a few minutes a day that we can spread to more websites out there. And the websites are waiting for us. They reach out to me. The people, they say, so we want your shiurim. And we know you want to put the shiurim there. So what's going on? I said, the manpower. That's what's going on. Manpower means woman power also. Women can do this 100%. And it's just a few minutes a day. Spreading Torah. This is an expression of Avos Torah. And it's not a stira. One can write the check to support Torah. And one can also do this if they have the time as well. When I say a few minutes, I mean 8 minutes a day. 8 minutes a day sends shiurim throughout the world. He says, it goes without saying that we should make sure not to offend a Talmud Chacham, and he should not be upset about you on anything. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud says, warm yourself by the fire of Talmidei Chachamim. But be careful with the coals of the Talmud Chacham, with the fire of the Talmud Chacham, that you should not get burnt. We're not here to discuss the Pirushim of what all this means right now, of the coals of the Talmud Chacham, but we want to make sure it means give the proper cover to the Talmud Chacham. To review the importance of what he's telling you over here, the Pelyoitz is telling us, Avos Loimdei Torah, the expression of the love of Lamed Torah. It has to start in the heart. How do we bring this start? Say it. Say it to yourself. As Rav Miller would say, no one has to hear it. You have to hear it. When you see a Talmud, say, you don't know who he is. All you know is, he's a Talmud Chacham. Say, I love that person. Now you Mekayim Avos Yisrael, and you Mekayim Avos Talmud Torah, Talmud Chacham, and then do it into action. Bring it to action. And there's a continued discussion on this topic. If you have that capability of writing a check, you write that check. And you're doing for yourself. This is for yourself. And if you have the ability of rolling up your sleeves and doing things in action, and I say sometimes, be selfish and do it for yourself. You do it for the wrong reasons, but you get yourself some schar, you'll do it for the right reasons also. Let's all hear the call. We're now during Yemei Sfira. We're climbing the ladder to Sfira, to Talmud Torah, to Matan Torah. Let's grab these opportunities.